This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستغفره واستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد, if you were to ask any Muslim, any 21st century Muslim, whether they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بأبي هو أمي or not, everyone will claim that they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who would ever dare to say that they don't love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As a matter of fact, we all claim that we love him more than anyone else. This is a claim that we all make. Yet the average person doesn't know how to express that love or how to manifest that love. If you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you want to show the Messenger of Allah, and before even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to show Allah that you love his Messenger, how is that love supposed to manifest itself in your life? I mean, you can make that claim to me and I would just take it and I will believe it. I can make that claim and you will believe me. But we can make claims that we are not truthful about to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah won't accept it. So, what does authentic, real, true love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to show that love? That's what matters the most. I mean, at the end of the day, we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a human being, if you met him, you know, those who met him, radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them, they said he was the most amazing, extraordinary human being you can ever meet or interact with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as a human being, he was amazing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But The reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means much more than just an amazing, extraordinary human being to us is because he's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah azza wa jal mentioned him in the Quran, and the companions spoke about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describing him. And anyone that learns anything about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam objectively will have to fall in love with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to loving him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an obligation, as a religious obligation, as a necessity, as part of you being a true believer, that love has what the scholars call lawazim. Right? It necessitates more than just a claim, a verbal claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that to us in the Quran. The first one is that we have to believe in him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to believe in his prophethood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to believe that he was a messenger from Allah azza wa jal. Of course, everyone will say, yeah, of course I believe that he was a messenger from Allah azza wa jal. I even heard from non-Muslims. Some non-Muslims say, yeah, we believe that he was a true messenger from God. He couldn't be anything except a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you study his life, if you study his seerah, right, you will come to one conclusion and one conclusion only, that man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have not been anything except a messenger from Allah. Right. There's no other explanation for it. But what does that mean? Brothers and sisters, what that means is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had authority given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the recipient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine revelation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was infallible sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sacred sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a red line. Believing in him is essential. Without believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or if a person rejects the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rejects anything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, that person is no longer classified as a believer. You can believe in Allah or in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you reject the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authority as a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is not a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّ. Without believing in him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will not have a chance to make it to Jannah. This has to be well established. We cannot be in doubt. This has to be very clear. That if someone accepts everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, except that that individual does not consider the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a messenger from God, or does not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person cannot be called a believer. Believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also means that we believe that whatever he brought sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled his mission. And he completed the religion. And he did not hold back sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بلغ الرسالة. He delivered the message. وأدى الأمانة. And he fulfilled his obligation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hold back, did not hide anything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not omit anything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not conceal anything. بأبي هو أمي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to him and told him to deliver, he did. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it all, and he put his own life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everything that he had sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the line. So we have to believe in that. There are no secrets, there are no hidden, there is no hidden information. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't hold back, he delivered everything. That's the first one. Number two, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that you put his love above and before anything else. After the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this claim, brothers and sisters, will be tested. We will be tested. Just like if we were to claim that we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah says, I will test you. Alif lam mim, ahasiba an-nasu an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. Likewise, your love, your claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be tested. Allah will test you. Do you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more, or do you love your wealth more? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were tested. Do you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more, or do you love your family or your children more? Is it more important for you to please the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to please Allah by obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Right? Is it more important, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more loved to you than your spouse or your reputation or how people perceive you? All of this is going to be tested. And Allah Azza wa Jal said to the companions, clearly, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If these things, if these possessions, your homes, your parents, your children, your siblings, your wives, your tribes, your nationality. If any of these elements are more beloved to you, if they are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command comes to you. In other words, the love of the Prophet, of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must be put above and before any of this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anas reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi, or walladhi nafsi biyadihi, la yu'minu ahadukum, that none of you is a true believer, hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi, until I am dearer to him, min walidihi wa waladihi, from dearer to him than his parent and his child, wal nasi ajma'in, and the rest of people. Abdullah ibn Hisham said, "Kunna ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Yarwi Abdullah ibn Hisham yaqul, "Kunna ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa akhidhun bi yadi Umar ibn al-Khattab." So we were the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, was holding the hand of Umar. And when he was holding the hand of Umar, Umar at that moment, he said to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine just, you know, having your hand being held by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet is holding Umar's hand, and Umar felt, you know, the love. So he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expressing and sharing what he felt at that moment. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, la anta ahabbu ilayya min kulli shay. You are indeed more beloved to me than anything. I love you more than anything. Illa min nafsi." And Umar wanted to be honest, and at that moment, you know, he didn't think to himself. He said, I love you more than anything except myself. Yani you know, I love myself. And then, so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't say, "Thank you, Umar, okay, that's great." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to explain to Umar that that's not enough. So he said to Umar, "La walladhi nafsi biyadi." No, nay, Umar, by the one in whose hand is my soul, hatta akuna ahabba ilayka min nafsik, not until I am more beloved to you than yourself. And Umar said, al-ana ya Rasulullah, wallahi innaka la ahabbu ilayya min nafsik. He said, you know, now that you mentioned it, O Messenger of Allah, you are indeed more beloved to me than myself. I love you more than my soul. I would give up my life for you. So, which means that I love you more than I love myself. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-ana ya Umar." Now. Now you got there, Umar. Now you finally got it. And the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this natural love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they were willing to put everything and anything on the line for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talha was defending the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battlefield on the day of Uhud. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was supplying him with arrows, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood, Abu Talha kept saying, "Messenger of Allah, duck. You know, lower yourself, O Rasulullah. I don't want you to be shot by an arrow. You're their number one target. نحري دون نحرك يا رسول."